Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Steve Zwemke. Our next guest has been writing and performing original music since she was 8 years old. In just a short time, she has released her first two albums, and she has already performed at venues like the Central States Fair, the Country Music Hall of Fame, and the famed Bluebird Cafe in Nashville. Her song Paralyzed was voted one of the best at the 2019 Tin Pan South Songwriters Seminar in Nashville, and we're happy to have her with us in our Rapid City studios this morning before she heads to Nashville. Tiffany Johnson, welcome to In the Moment.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, we're proud to have you with us, and it's been a fun show. Some more live music coming up. Let's get started with a song, and then we can visit for a little bit. What would you like to open with?
All right, sounds great. So I'm going to start with this song called Universe that I actually wrote like in a hotel room at 2 a.m, and my parents were right next to me, and I had to like sneak in the bathroom to record a voice memo really quickly. So that's kind of an interesting story about this song. This is called Universe.
In these cold white sheets and the fog clouds, the light coming in from the streets. It's all hustle and bustle, 6 a.m. get up and go. I miss the black coffee mornings, rolling out of bed so slow. Did my mascara in the back of the car this morning. Check my phone, so I missed your call again. I finally catch a moment to breathe. I wonder if you're thinking of me. I'm staring at this hotel ceiling. You're staring at the sky. You're counting all the stars, and I'm counting all the reasons why I wanna be with you right now. Knee deep in the fear of missing out. I'm sure they could show you the world, but I'll show you the universe. Show you, yeah, I'll show you the universe. I bet that it's beautiful from the hills of that old town. Perfect if I was real. Crystal clear, you could almost see the end of the Milky Way. Another X on your calendar and one less day. All your friends piled into the back of your car, running off, getting lost in the thrill of it. The sun's going down through the evergreen trees, and I wonder if you're thinking of me. I'm staring at this hotel ceiling. You're staring at the sky. You're counting all the stars, and I'm counting all the reasons why I wanna be with you right now. Knee deep in the fear of missing out. I'm sure they could show you the world, but I'll show you the universe. I'll show you. I'll show you the universe. I'm staring at this hotel ceiling. You're staring at the sky. You're counting all the stars. I'm counting all the reasons why I wanna be with you right now. Knee deep in the fear of missing out. I'm sure they could show you the world, but I'll show you the universe. I'll show you the universe.
Tiffany Johnson for a moment in sound here on SDPB Radio, and she's joining us from our South Dakota Community Foundation studio in Rapid City. Universe, Tiffany, thank you for sharing the backstory on that. It really sounds as if you just wrote about what was going on in your life at that very moment.
Yes, I did. And often I do write what actually happens in my life because even if it's like personal, there is always somebody else that's experiencing it. So even if you feel like you're alone when you're writing it, you never are. And I always think that it can help somebody in some situation.
What was it that made you want to start writing songs at the age of 8?
Well, one of my biggest inspirations has always been Taylor Swift. And I used to like watch all of her tours on like YouTube and stuff. And I found out that she wrote her own songs. And I just thought that was so cool that she was just telling her story through her music, and I wanted to do the same thing.
Also, it sounds like you have kind of a local inspiration, too, in Lane Putnam.
Yes, I have. She really helped to mentor me, and we actually co-wrote my first song that I ever, like, actually wrote, and she helped me to learn how to structure songs and how to format them and just to make my songwriting better. And yeah, she was a big inspiration to me too.
Did you know Lane personally or did you see her perform first?
Kind of both. My dad was friends with her dad because they were in a band together.
Oh,
so
okay.
We were kind of family friends. And I also saw her perform places.
Yeah. What kind of advice has she been able to pass on to you?
I remember I went to her concert not too long ago, and the advice she gave to me was just go for it. She said, no matter what you're wanting to do, you got to go for it. You got to do it. And that has stuck with me because it's kind of, I mean, not to use teenage terms, but it's kind of like a YOLO kind of thing. Like, honestly, you only live once, so you really got to go for your dreams.
I'm way beyond that. I have not heard YOLO before. That's a new one on me today.
Yeah, it means you only live once.
Yeah,
YOLO,
exactly.
Yeah.
We're watching you, too, here on our camera from our Sioux Falls studio. And I've noticed in your videos you play a guitar that the hole in the acoustic guitar is actually in the shape of a heart instead of the traditional circle, and it has your name on that. I'm guessing that one, is it custom made?
It was not, no. Oh. Actually, I got it for my birthday, and my dad was at Haggerty's Music Works, and he was looking through a magazine, and he saw it, and he was like, that's Tiffany. So, yeah, it's a really cool guitar.
And I bring up guitar because I wanted to ask a question. Can country music exist without a guitar?
That's a good question. I think a lot of the roots of country music are with guitars, but I think the music industry is always evolving and changing. And I think country music is really about the lyrics and the story, so that's what's going to matter more than the instruments that are played.
Yeah. As far as your music, do you lean more country or do you lean more pop or just kind of a combination?
Yeah, it's definitely a combination. It depends. Some songs I'm like, oh yeah, this is a pop song. Or then I write songs and I'm like, but this really has the country style of lyrics. So it's definitely a combination of both.
Tiffany Johnson is our guest and she's joining us from our studios in Rapid City for Moments in Sound today. Let's have another song. What would you like to play next?
All right, I'm going to play a song called Paralyzed that I just recently released. And it was also the song that won an award at Tin Pan South. And I'm super excited to share this song. Basically, so the backstory behind the story of this song, I wrote it about a relationship that just wasn't so healthy. And I think a lot of times that people don't realize it when they're in the relationship that it isn't good for them. And it was kind of an outsider view, realizing that somebody was kind of drowning in this relationship. This is called Paralyzed.
You've seen the problem, you've heard the screams, and maybe love is supposed to haunt you, or maybe it's not what it seems. You don't know how you got here, you know we started off fun, and maybe love is supposed to change you, or maybe you've just gone numb. You're lost and lonely. She says that she's feeling love, but you're just feeling used. don't act so surprised. I know that you're broken. I can see it in your eyes. Love's got you paralyzed. You talked with your mama, but did you hear what she said? And maybe love is just this heavy, or maybe you're over your head. You've had your sleepless nights, tucked in your covers all warm. And maybe love is sleep deprivation, or maybe you've gotta face the storm. You're lost and lonely and confused. She says that she's feeling love, but you're just feeling. Don't act so surprised. I know that you're broken. I can see it in your eyes. Love's got you paralyzed. You see the water rising. You didn't see it before. And I don't think love is supposed to drown you. Swim back, swim back, swim back. Swim back, swim back, swim back to shore. You're lost and lonely and confused. She says that she's feeling love, but you're just feeling used. Don't act so surprised. I know that you're broken. I can see it in your eyes. Got you paralyzed. I can see it in your eyes. I can see it in your eyes. You're paralyzed.
Once again, Tiffany Johnson from our Rapid City studios. Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio, a song called Paralyzed. And Tiffany, before that, you mentioned that was voted one of the best at the 2019 Tin Pan Songwriters Seminar in Nashville. You've done a few songwriters seminars and festivals. I know the Wild West, among probably some others. What was the process that they go through in selecting your songwriting?
Yeah, so the process for this one is originally, so when you signed up to go to the seminar, everybody got to submit a song, and I think they said there were like 150 songs or so submitted, and then the people from the Nashville Songwriters Association picked their favorite 24 songs, and then out of those 24, it was open to everybody going to the seminar to vote on what they thought were the 12 best songs. And then the songs voted were announced at the seminar at the end of the day. And then those people got to sing live at the Douglas Corner Cafe that night in like a big writer's round.
That's a lot of fun. That's very cool. Congratulations. Now I understand you're headed to Nashville soon?
Yes, I'm going there in like 2 weeks actually. And I'm going to another camp through the Nashville Songwriters Association. And I'll be performing at the Douglas Corner Cafe again, which I love performing there. And then I'm doing a writer's round at Belcourt Taps while I'm there, so that'll be super fun. And Nashville's, it's always exciting. There's so many amazing people there and awesome musicians, and it's always a good time.
Yeah. How important is networking in Nashville, and are you starting to feel like your career, like you're becoming more connected to some people that you can trust in furthering your career?
Yes, for sure. Networking is like the most important thing in Nashville. Like the more people you know, the better. And then you can write with more people and collaborate. And yeah, just having mutual friends and friends in general that you can work together with is super important in making everything work in the music industry.
Yeah. The music you've recorded to this point, have you recorded in Nashville or have you used studios in the Black Hills?
I have used studios before, but mostly I honestly record in my basement, just using Logic, which is a program, or GarageBand. It just depends, but yeah.
Nice. How are you balancing everything right now? Home, school, family, friends, and a career?
Yeah, it can be a lot sometimes, especially during the school year, but usually my teachers are pretty understanding, and sometimes I have to miss school, and then It's a lot to make it up, but I try my best to balance out my career and hanging out with friends and all of that.
Yeah. How much time do you spend in Nashville? How many times have you been there?
This will be my third time going there. Okay. I'd love to spend more time than I do, but that's not the most possible, especially when I'm going to school. I can't like miss months of school. So I go 1 week at a time or 2 weeks at a time in the summer.
I haven't heard a bad thing about the place. It sounds like a great place to be.
Yes, it is. And I was honestly kind of skeptical when I was going to Nashville because I'd heard so many good things about it. I was worried, like, what if I get there and I don't like it? But that definitely didn't happen. I liked it more than I thought I would, honestly.
Yeah. I think we have time for one more song. Are you ready?
Yes. This song is called Wondrous. And sometimes it's really easy in songwriting to just focus on negative things because I usually want to write songs when I'm sad or mad or something, but this song was actually a happy song, and I wrote it about the good parts of a relationship, and this is called Wondrous. I drove home slow mind, look, I could stop time, look, I could do it all again. I think I sat at a green light. Your eyes, they were so blue, it's all that I knew. I've never felt this before. Guess I wasn't counting on you to stay. But you took my hand and kissed me slow, and now I never wanna let you go. I thought this would be dangerous and treacherous. I was scared of the fall, but I took a step back, looked in your eyes, I saw I had it all. I've been thinking about us. This has been so wondrous. I talk too much, but I finally found peace with the silence. It's the way you look at me when I gotta leave, but you don't wanna say goodnight. So don't say nothing, it's not 10:30. The clock has stopped working right now. Just hold me close and be the one to stop the world from turning. I thought this would be dangerous and treacherous. I was scared of the fall, but I took a step back, looked in your eyes, I saw I had it all. I've been thinking about us. This has been so wondrous. I've been thinking about us. And this has been so wondrous. This has been so. I've been thinking about us. This has been so wondrous. I've been thinking about us. This has been so. I've been thinking about us. This has been so wondrous. I thought this would be dangerous and treacherous. I was scared of the fall, but I took a step back, looked in your eyes, I saw I had it all. I've been thinking about us. This has been so wondrous.
Moment in Sound on SDPB Radio. Tiffany Johnson performing Wondrous from our studios in Rapid City. Tiffany, thank you very much. That's another great one.
Thank you so much. And thank you so much for having me. I'm so glad to be here.
Yeah. Do you have any shows coming up in or around Rapid City?
I do. I have a show at the Deadwood Mountain Grand on August 15th. Otherwise, most of my gigs are in Nashville.
All right. Boy, just another example of how South Dakota is rich with artistic talent. Tiffany, good luck and come back again sometime, would you?
Yes, I would love to.